my body, dream, come alive, come alive.
Hey there, this is Molly Patrick from Clean Food Dirty Girl, and you're listening to episode 15 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. All right, so I'm going to start out by talking about non-negotiables and priorities and goals and how they kind of are all connected in a way. So most of us have goals that we're working on. Not all of us, but most of us will have some kind of goal we're working on. And then we'll have our sort of some of our priorities will be things that we prioritize in order to reach that goal. Now, you might have priorities that aren't related to a goal, and you might have things that like are priorities that have to do with something else. But we all have priorities. We all have goals. If you're working on a goal, hopefully some of your priorities are items that will help you reach your goal. And then we have non-negotiables. And the way that I think about non-negotiables are things that you set that you are going to do no matter what, because it's so either built into your routine or, I mean, it takes a little while to build something in your routine, so it's just automatic. But in the beginning, you're really putting, like, it's not a priority. It's like a non-negotiable. Priorities, you know, you may get to those priorities, and sometimes you may not. Non-negotiables are like, I just do it, and it doesn't matter what else is happening. I mean, that would be barring some kind of serious emergency. Right. But in your usual routine, your non-negotiables are the things that you do no matter what. And for me, what I found is that my non-negotiables are things that aren't necessarily directly leading to my goals, but they are fueling my well-being and fueling me so that I can focus on the priorities and eventually reach the goals. So I think of non-negotiables as like the fuel that will get me to my goals, or the fuel that will, help me live the most amazing life that I can. And so some non-negotiables might be like brushing your teeth is one that most people have. I mean, people have non-negotiables that they maybe aren't even aware of, that are just things that, like, of course you're going to brush your teeth. It doesn't matter if I'm on a plane or if I'm around the, you know, on the other side of the globe, I'll always brush my teeth. Non-negotiable, right? I'm always going to bathe, like, just non-negotiable. Of course it's going to happen. So I have other ones too. I have, in my normal routine, every Tuesday and Thursday, I'm going to work out from, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Tuesday and from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock on Thursday. Like, non-negotiable. It's going to happen. It doesn't matter if I have family coming to visit me. It doesn't matter if it's hot outside or if it's, well, it doesn't really get cold here on Maui, but it doesn't matter if it's windy. It doesn't matter if I'm like, unless I'm sick, like sick, can't get out of bed. Like, it's going to happen. I might be tired. I might have my period. I might be cranky, but I'm doing it. Another one is cooking on the weekends. So I will always, always, always cook on the weekends. And I've been doing this for a long time. And here's why. And so if you are not new to our community, you already know about this. But cooking, setting aside a few hours on the weekend or during the week, if that's when you have a day off, but setting aside a few hours to cook once a week, the bulk of your food, so that the majority of food, your food is already cooked for the week ahead. And that's just smart. That's just making sure that you don't either A, have to rely on like frozen pizza and boxed mac and cheese, right? Or takeout or frozen food. And also if you don't want to eat the or like rely on convenience foods, then cooking ahead of time is also going to ensure that you're not having to spend, you know, a long time prepping every meal every single time you get hungry. So it's a really, really smart way to spend a few hours on the weekend, because you will ultimately save a lot more than those hours that you spend cooking that one time. And you also save money because you don't end up eating packaged food or takeout or convenience food, which is always more expensive than buying the raw ingredients and cooking stuff yourself. So this is also known as batch cooking or batching. Some people call it meal prep. There's different ways, different things to call it. But in Clean Food Dirty Girl, in our community, we call it batching. And this is actually what our meal plans are based off from. So if you subscribe to our meal plans, then we tell you exactly what to batch and how much of it, and we give you a grocery list, and then what to do with all of those batched items when you eat your meals. So we give you meals, we give you batching recipes, and we give you a grocery list. And then from that, you just go out and do it. You get your groceries, then you spend time in your kitchen batching your food. And then during the week, you look at the meal recipe, and then you already have the most of the stuff cooked. So that's another, for me, non-negotiable that I do on, and for me, I do it Saturday. That is my batching day. And it's one of those things that even if I don't have a lot of time, even if I, you know, whether I want to do it or not, I'm going to be in my kitchen on Saturday. Like, again, if I'm sick in bed or if there's a true emergency, then of course I'm not going to be batching. But otherwise, I'm going to be doing that. It's non-negotiable, because then on Monday at 5 o'clock, when I start getting hungry for dinner, I can go in my fridge and I have a fridge full of stuff that I can easily whip together and make a really delicious, very healthy plant-based meal for myself. And that fuels me. And so again, the non-negotiables for me, I have found, are the stuff that fuels me to live my best life and to work on my goals and to be able to reliably spend time on my priorities and also set my priorities, decide what my priorities need to be based on what I want, and set my schedule and follow my schedule. Like, all of my non-negotiables support that. So I wanted to talk about my non-negotiable item of cooking on the weekend. I've been doing this for a long time, and I cannot imagine not doing it. It is, I really enjoy it. To me, it's very meditative, and I love, one of the reasons why I love it is because, of course, I'm cooking plants, but there's just so many beautiful colors and so many varieties of colors and textures and fragrances and like all of the spices. And it's just such a joyful thing to do, to slice and dice and like blend and saute and take all these raw ingredients and turn them into these really like delicious components so that I can create these really delicious meals with those components already being done. Like, it's just such a joyful thing for me. It makes me happy, like, to my core. It's one of those things where, and I can't buy that kind of feeling. And then when I'm done, I'm so proud of myself for making the choice to cook this food, to take care of myself, and to really support myself, right? For the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year. And so I wanted to talk about batch cooking and let you know like how that looks for me during times where I might have a little bit more time and times when I have a little bit less time, because it's a non-negotiable. So of course I'm going to do it regardless of the amount of time I have allotted for it. So most of the time, my Saturdays are like clear. I don't really schedule things. I try to not work on Saturdays. I go to the farmer's market sometimes in the morning if I need stuff, and then the rest of the day, and then I do my cooking, and then the rest of the day is just sort of mine, and I'll just do whatever the hell I want with it. And so I'm not in a big rush. I'm not like, okay, I got to get this done in 2 hours. Like, I'll just know that I'm going to be done cooking when I'm done with the batching list. And I just follow our meal plans because, well, we have the most delicious recipes and it's already planned out and I don't have to think about it. So I just pick a meal plan that I want to make and I just follow it. Now, sometimes if I'm shorter on time because I have, okay, so for the past few weeks, I've been really busy with this beautiful new thing that we are launching that was supposed to launch last Friday, but we had to postpone because we weren't quite ready. So I had been working pretty much like 7 days a week for the past few weeks. And so, but even though like I had a ton of shit to do, I knew, nope, Molly, it's non-negotiable. You get in your kitchen and you cook some stuff. So on a day that I might have more time, I'm just going to give you an example of what this looks like. So I'm just going to tell you about one of our meal plans. And this is a meal plan that was featured this week. It's called hashtag cheesesteak. And so the meals are dirty dragon bowl, ginger soy tofu lettuce wraps, roasted veggie hash over cheesy quinoa. Now, of course, this is all plant-based. Brothy mean green noodle bowl and a Philly cheesesteak with a side of grapes and apple slices. So those are all the meals. Okay, great. So the stuff that you would have to get in your kitchen and cook and batch to be able to whip up those meals really easily. So you're going to make a batch of cooked quinoa. You're going to make a batch of roasted veggie hash. So this is using potatoes and Brussels sprouts and red onions and bell pepper and marinate them and roast them. You'll make a dragon sauce, which is a really yummy cashew-based dressing. You're going to make a mean green broth and veggies. So this is for the noodle bowl. You'll make Philly provolone cheesy sauce. It's a cashew-based cheesy sauce, super yummy. Ginger soy tofu. It's a baked, really yummy baked tofu. And then a quickie peanut sauce. So those are the things that you would go and batch on your batching day. And then when you're putting together those meals, most of the things are already made. So when you make your dirty dragon bowl, all you have to do is slice up a few veggies and then heat up the quinoa that you cooked and chop up some red cabbage and grate a little bit of carrot. And then you have your dragon sauce that you already made. And then you just slice up some green onion, add some sunflower seeds, and then voila, bowl is done. So it really takes the planning. Well, if you follow our meal plans, it really takes the planning out of it. But what it really does, is it makes it so you can have really delicious meals in a very short amount of time. So you're really, by batch cooking, what you're really doing at the, like the essence of it is that you're making your own convenience food, which is so rad. And it's going to taste delicious. And you can have like a really pretty gourmet meal without spending a ton of time in the kitchen each time you get hungry, making every single meal from scratch. Okay, so that's great if I have a little bit more time. But what if like I'm short, like I just don't want to spend like 3 or 3.5 hours cooking and I have like an hour or I have an hour and a half and I'm like, this is all I can allot right now. And that has definitely happened. So then you can we have simple meal plans and you can follow the simple plans, and the simple plans are always going to be a much shorter time in the kitchen and really quick to throw the meals together on meal night. But if you don't follow that, and if you don't get our meal plans, then here's what I do. There's always a few things, even during my batch cooking, that are non-negotiable that I have for the week. And that's what I want to talk about. And even if you follow our meal plans, these things are kind of factored in. And so you're going to automatically be getting these things. But if you're just doing this on your own and you're like, hey, I want to try to make some stuff ahead. I want to try to batch cook. I don't want to sign up for the meal plans, but I want to try this and see if it works for me. Here's what I do at the minimum to have in my fridge ready to go for the week ahead. So I always make a salad dressing, and if you have a cookbook with salad dressings, you can find a recipe. You could go to our blog, cleanfoodjourneygirl.com/blog. There's lots of yummy plant-based recipes, but I always have a salad dressing. I always have some toasted seeds. So I either do pumpkin seeds or sunflower seeds or a mix of those and toast them in a skillet and then add a little bit of soy sauce and then toast those up. And so I always have that. I always make sure that I have lettuce that I wash and I dry and is stored in a big kind of Tupperware and put in my fridge. So this is going to be for salads. If you haven't, okay, the dressing, the seeds, the lettuce. Yeah. I always make sure that I have the components that I need to eat a big ass salad in like less than 5 minutes to put it together. So in order to do that, I got to wash and dry the lettuce. I got to make sure I have a salad dressing, toasted seeds, give it delicious, like a little delicious salty crunch. And I put together what in our Facebook group is called Crunch Salad. And Sandrina, who is our Facebook moderator boss, actually sort of started this trend and coined the phrase crunch salad. So it's when you slice up a bunch of veggies and put it all together and then store them in your fridge so that when you go eat a salad, you put the lettuce in a bowl, you put the veggies over the lettuce, and then you put your dressing and whatever else you want to put on top. I like to put like canned kidney beans or canned garbanzo beans if I don't make beans from like fresh dried beans. I'll always just have some cans of beans on hand and then rinse them and put them on salads and keep the rest in the fridge for the next time I have a salad. But the crunch salad, you can use different veggies, but you want to make sure that you use veggies that aren't like wet sort of. So, and when Sandrina does this and when people in our Facebook group I've seen do this, they use a food processor, but I usually just use a knife and chop things up. So I'll do cabbage and fennel and celery and beets and any kind of hard, like root kind of veggies work really well. Or carrots, celery root, and you just dice or chop or process a bunch of those ingredients, toss it together, put it in the fridge so that you can top your salads all throughout the week. All right. So that kind of, those are some non-negotiables, right? A dressing, toasted seeds, lettuce washed and dried, crunch salad made. Now, if you have a little bit more time, you could put some potatoes in the Instant Pot and just cook some potatoes. That's very easy to have during the week. Then you just heat up the potatoes and you put, what would you put on top? Well, you could put some simple sauteed veggies. You could put a little bit of nutritional yeast and a little bit of coconut aminos. Or you can blend up like a super easy plant-based cheesy sauce to put on your potatoes during the week. And then if you make a cheesy sauce, you could also do like mac and cheese. And all you'd have to do was boil the pasta, maybe steam some kale, and then put together a mac and cheese in like minutes once the pasta is cooked. Another idea might be to make a big pot of soup and to have like a big pot of veggie bean soup so that you get lots of variety of different plant-based ingredients and eat that for lunch throughout the week. I always make rice. Like I do a really yummy brown rice with, I always like to put fresh herbs. So like I'll put cilantro and green onions. If I have fresh basil or dill, I'll throw some of that in. I always like to do either lime or lemon zest in the rice and then some black pepper, a little bit of salt, sometimes a little garlic powder. I'll add all of that stuff to the rice after it's cooked. So I'll cook the rice in the Instant Pot. Then when it's cooked, it's done. I'll add all the fresh herbs and zest and spices, and then I'll stir it all together, stick it in the fridge. Super easy to heat up and have on the side or have in a bowl or have in a, you know, burrito or, yeah, super handy. Another thing that I like to have is baked tofu. So I can get, if I'm making baked tofu, I'll do two packages of tofu because it's not going to take too much more time to do two packages than one package. And it's super yummy, super versatile. I can make a sandwich or put it on a salad, like chop some baked tofu up, put it on a salad, or I could like heat up some rice, steam some broccoli, and then put the baked tofu on the side. And that takes, 5 minutes maybe, once I have the baked tofu. So that's a really good one to batch cook. And then another one is hummus. So hummus is super easy to make. Sometimes I'll make my garbanzo beans cook them from dried beans, but other times I'll just use canned beans and add some canned beans to my food processor, a little bit of tahini, a little bit of lemon juice, and a little bit of lemon zest to really get that lemon flavor, some chopped garlic, a little bit of water, a little bit of salt and pepper. Sometimes I'll add like a little sun-dried tomato or a little basil in there to have a different flavor. But if you make a big batch of hummus, that's a great thing to have. You can put it in a wrap, or you could steam like a collard leaf and make a hummus, you know, put a little bit of steam the collard leaf, put some hummus on it, then maybe some Kalamata olives chopped up and some lettuce and some tomatoes and some cucumber. And then you could even like drizzle a little bit of the salad dressing that you made in the collard wrap. Sounds delicious. And you could also put hummus on salads, and you can make sandwiches, or if you need a snack, you can cut up some carrot sticks and some celery sticks and dip those in the hummus and eat that. So that's really easy. So those are some ideas. If you're just kind of getting started with this and you're like, okay, I want to batch cook, but what makes sense to batch cook? So to recap, dressings, salad dressings, toasted nuts and seeds, potatoes in the Instant Pot, a cheesy sauce, a soup, some rice, baked tofu, hummus, crunch salad, and then I always wash and dry my lettuce and also my like leafy greens. I always get a bunch of leafy greens, wash and dry them in the salad spinner. I use the salad spinner to dry all my greens, and then I put them in a container because then I can very easily make smoothies throughout the week, which is another thing that I do regularly. And then when I'm making the smoothie, I just put in a little bit of non-dairy milk, some water, a couple big handfuls of greens, and then some banana, some flax seeds. I usually put some passion or some lily koi because I have a ton of it growing at my house, and some frozen berries sometimes, and whip all that up and have a very refreshing, cold, delicious smoothie. But making sure that you have all those greens washed and dried so that you don't have to wash your greens every time you want to use them. If I had to wash my greens every time I wanted to use them, I probably wouldn't use them as much because I'd be like, I can't. I don't have time. I don't want to wash and dry them. It's a pain in the ass. So by washing and drying, it's kind of the same principle as batch cooking. If I had to make hummus, if I wanted to make a hummus sandwich, I'm like, oh, great, I have to make my hummus. I probably wouldn't make a hummus sandwich. I would go for something else, or I would buy store-bought hummus, which is much more expensive and not as tasty as I can make it. So those are some ideas. Now, I wouldn't make all of those things, but at nothing else, on my busiest week, you will find me on a Saturday making dressing, making toasted seeds, making crunch salad, washing and drying my greens, and probably making some Instant Pot potatoes. And then I know at least with those things, I can have some different meals throughout the week that are plant powered, and that along with, you know, maybe chopping up some broccoli, onions, and mushrooms, doing a little bit of like a saute, and I could just like put that over rice. If I made some cheesy sauce, drizzle that over. I mean, the combinations are literally endless, what you can do here. So I hope that those give you some ideas and get your kind of start your brain turning to kind of think about how you prepare meals for you and your family. If you are sort of in the place where every meal feels like a chore and every meal feels like a hassle, and you have to, and you're sick of like planning out every meal and hoping that, you know, wanting it to be healthy, but also really wanting it to be tasty and having recipes kind of not suit your taste buds. I mean, you're going to have those. Even if you sign up for our meal plans, yes, it takes the planning totally out of it for you, but you probably won't like 100% of our recipes. Like, you're going to have to see like what works for your palate. What are the things that you like the most? Maybe there's spices that we use that you don't use. The cool thing about whole food plant-based cooking is that typically the recipes are very forgiving. So if there's a spice profile that you don't like, you just use other spices and it'll still be just as yummy. So it's super easy to do if you, yeah, it's very versatile and you can swap things out and make substitutions and it's good. So this kind of a non-negotiable for me on the weekends is one of my favorite. And again, like me cooking on the weekend, it's not going directly towards one of my goals, but it is certainly fueling me so that I can take action on those goals and that I'll have kind of the brain power to plan, you know, think about, okay, what do I have to do this week? What do I want to get done? What do I want to accomplish this week? What do I want my results to be this week? And I don't want to spend any brain power deciding what I'm going to eat for every meal. No. I have other things that I want to use my brain power for. So if I can just reserve that brain power and do my planning all at once, do my cooking all at once, I know that part is a done deal. And then I can go forward knowing that as soon as I get hungry, I can go to my fridge and I can bust something out. So that's one of my non-negotiables that I have found to be incredibly useful and has a lot of, like, it's just very practical. It's just a very smart use of time. And, you know, we all have the same amount of time in a day. We all have 24 hours in a day. We all have 7 days a week. And so it's up to us how we use that time. Like, we really get to decide that. And so for me, I found that this is an incredibly useful way to spend a few hours because it saves me time during the week. It saves me the brain power during the week. It saves me hassle. And it's just a non-negotiable that really fuels me. So I hope that is helpful for you all. And I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful week. And get in there and cook some plants. You will thank yourself for it. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week and I'll talk to you again soon. Dreamer, come alive in my body.